Hello, this is Burke Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. I'm so glad you decided to join me today for this edition of The Word Works. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for your love, your goodness, and your mercy. We thank you, Father God, for your peace that passes all understanding, that guards our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, for revelation knowledge that flows far beyond the words that I speak into the hearts and lives of these, your people. In Jesus' name, amen. We're still talking about the echo of God's love, and we found that over in 1 Peter chapter 4 from the Passion Translation, verse 7 and 8. Since we are approaching the end of all things, verse 7 says, be intentional, purposeful, and self-controlled so that you can be given to prayer. Above all, constantly echo God's intense love for one another, for love will be a canopy over a multitude of sins. Now, we've broken down these verses quite a bit, but the Lord is really, by the Holy Spirit, has really impressed me that some of us, you who are listening, and myself at times, we're dealing with sin consciousness. And that can stop the flow of God's love. When we're more aware of what we're doing wrong or what we're in the natural trying to overcome, which is good to overcome things in the natural, but it's up to the Lord to help us and for us to exercise our faith and to walk in that righteousness that He's provided for us and become more righteous conscious, more aware of who we are in Christ. You know, righteousness, I believe E.W. Kenyon said this, righteousness is the ability to stand in the presence of the Father God without the sense of guilt, fear, or condemnation. I may have adapted that a little bit. But, you know, we can also say that righteousness is the ability to stand in the presence of the devil, the defeated one, without the sense of guilt, fear, or condemnation. And we discussed last time about righteousness, that we've been made the righteousness of God in Christ, and it's not our own righteousness. I want to look, and this is what stirred this. Joanne and I were reading a devotion. And over Romans chapter 4, verse 5, I want to read that to you. In fact, we'll start with verse 4 from the Passion Translation, Romans 4, 4 and 5. Verse 4 says, when people work, they earn wages. It can't be considered a free gift because they earned it. But no one earns God's righteousness. It can only be transferred when we no longer rely on our own works, but believe in the one who powerfully declares the ungodly to be righteous in his eyes. It is faith that transfers God's righteousness into your account. That is a powerful verse. And I want to read that. I believe it's from the Amplified Classic. It's from a devotion. They quoted it. But it says this, but to the one who does not work, that is the one who does not try to earn his salvation by doing good, but believes and completely trusts in him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is credited to him as righteous or right standing with God. You know, righteousness is such a key point, a key theme it should be in our lives. We should not be more aware of sin than we are of righteousness. We should not be more aware of the world and the challenges we face more than the victory, the Spirit and the victory that God has given us in this world. Praise God. This is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. And when we refocus our lives on God's love for us, we begin to see who He's made us in Christ, who He's made us to be. And He's made us to be righteous, be able to stand in His presence and to walk free from that sin and not let sin dominate us, but we dominate it. I'm getting ahead of myself. But here's the key. One of the keys here is to stop trying to work your way into righteousness. Stop trying to do good works. Just do good works based on the Word and let God flow through you. There have been people who've served in churches and done great things for God over the years, but they did it in their own strength many times. Not always, but sometimes, many times in their own strength. And in doing so, they may have gotten a pat on the back, and they may have helped some people, actually. You know, God blesses all sorts of things that we do. But what how much more effective it could be if we would listen to what God wants us to do, obey Him, follow Him, and He will lead you into works of righteousness, what we should be doing for Him. And that way, He does it through us, and it's not in our own strength. We're not trying to work to earn something. And many of us have fallen into that trap. When we really understand, listen, whoever's listening to this right now, listen carefully to me. God loves you. And you and I need a real revelation of His love for us so that we can reflect and echo that love to other people. So I want you to focus this week on the fact that God loves me. Say that out loud with me. God loves me. Say it again. God loves me. Say this out loud. He's made me righteous in Christ. Say it with me. He's made me righteous in Christ. Praise God. It's no longer working for salvation, or it's no longer doing that. It's receiving and walking in it, walking in the light of love.
Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.